Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your brother Raheem out of Philadelphia checking in. Today is a special day for me because we're talking about history, Black history specifically, which is actually world history. I'm dedicating this to a friend of mine, Brother Mac, or Legacy of a Nation. So this is going to be the Legacy of the Nation Hour dedicated to Brother Mac, who's my elder. He made transition last month. We miss him. I miss him terribly, okay? He faithfully did Legacy of the Nation, bringing Black history to the people every Saturday. This is what he did, you know? First, let me do a salutation. I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I walk in the path of being honest and good. I've kept my mind focused on reading what you saw. And by doing this, I will get what I want. Okay. Yeah, I know what I want. Freedom, justice, and equality. I want to be able to produce food, clothing, shelter, security for the planet. Okay. Why do I say that? Well, let me make it up enough. If you come up with a plan to feed the planet, you know you're not going to go hungry. As you know, your family, your diaspora, will actually have enough to eat and do what they have to do, okay? So that's my thought process, okay? But then I know who I am. I am, according to the Bible, I am God. And me being God, that means that my responsibility is all 6-point-something billion people on the planet. Like we yell about Monsanto, but Monsanto is feeding millions of people. You know, we talk about the United States and what they're doing, but they have the military to secure the millions of people that are here on this planet. Food, clothing, shelter, and security. We got to step up. First, recognize who you are. Based on who you are, that will determine what you think you're able to do. Okay? Now, I always talk about love for a minute. I'm just going to mention it just slightly here. Love is the act to make others feel good. Love is an action word. The heart is a neural net speaks to the mind, which the heart gives off hormones. When you do something to a person that don't make them feel good, those hormones kick in. And they remember that. They remember what's going on, okay? So just remember that if you're in a relationship, you're in a group, only think, only do what makes others feel good. And if everybody in the group is doing that, you'll be in a feel-good relationship with your spouse or with your friends or with your group. The relationship will go pretty good, okay? We're going to get one. I'm going to do a whole hour on love one day, but not today. Today we're talking about history. When I say Black history, we're talking about people that have a certain amount of melanin. Not enough to be called yellow, okay? But mostly we call them, a lot of people just call them pink people, you know? So we're talking about the history that they're keeping from you, the history that they don't want you to know. That's my question for today. Why are they keeping your history from you, okay? I'm just doing some things with, just going over some of the stuff with Horace Butler and Rock Cry Out. He got some interesting theories about where Jerusalem is and that this, the Americas being a part of Africa. Well, I do know one thing, that we had a global empire and we controlled the seven seas, okay? And they attacked the Americas 5 times before they were able to penetrate. They glorify Columbus because he found a weakness where he attacked the Americas at. Because they tried attacking Mexico, they tried attacking everywhere else, they tried up on the other end through Haiti, and they all got together and kicked the Europeans' butt, and that's what was going on. But they finally found a little niche where Columbus landed, and he came in with his crew and started killing and murdering. And from that point, they spread all over the place. They knew they had to destroy Mexico before they could actually take the Americas. Because when they jumped, thinking that they would be able to just come in and just take over America, they all worked together. And that's what was happening when, what's his name? They attacked us a little bighorn. I think it was Custer. See, that's what happened when Custer them jumped out there. We think they only had Custer's little army tied up. They tied up the entire forces. They tied up every dog on them because all the Indians got together. Well, they weren't really Indians, but they all the Americans, because this was called the Americas before any European even set foot here. This was called the Americas, and the Americas, they worked together. They all worked together, and they fought very vigorously to keep the Europeans from taking what they had, because they come in with the dog-eat-dog culture. And let me tell you that there's only two cultures on the planet. You have the reap-what-you-sow culture, which is what the entire cosmos is made up out of, all right? They don't want you to know the reap what they call a science to keep you from relating to the reap-what-you-sow culture, which you were brought up on for the entire planet. They don't want you to know that, okay? How can a reap-what-you-sow culture be science, Brother Elohim? That don't make sense. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on to control the reaction. That's what they're calling science. They just don't want you to know that you were dealing with science thousands of years before they even thought about the word science. You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. They do little things, change little words around to confuse you, to trick you, so you don't really know what's going on. You know what I mean? The Americas was considered part of Africa. That's why I tell you, go in and check out Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry. In fact, you can catch him on YouTube. And just click in Black History Horace Butler, and his stuff will come up. And he'll show you with proof of what I'm talking about, okay? I'm going to get too much into that because that's all new. When we're talking about Africa being here, a part of Africa being here, even go as far as to explain Jerusalem and Memphis and all that stuff, you know. Well, you know, but I'd rather for you to get it from him because he explains it a little better than me, you know, about what's going on. That's why I always mention him in my commercials, because he literally understands history. And he's breaking it down to you in a way that you need to know, because we had a global empire. Everything that these guys are learning, we call them the pink people, right? We're talking about the pink people. Everything that these guys are learning, they got from you. The slavery, the killing, the murder, all that stuff, they got from you, you know, because some of us was dealing with the dog-eat-dog culture, you know? And this is started a lot of the wars and stuff like that, because the dog-eat-dog people, they feel like, hey, if my military is greater than yours, you can't protect yourself, and you got some money over there, I'm coming to take it. What are you going to do about it, you know? This is what I'm saying. We think that they came here one time and just beat up on all the indigenous people here around. No. 5 times they attacked the Americas trying to get in. They knew where the Americas was. They knew what was going on. You follow what I'm saying? And but they got their butt whipped 5 times. They put all the credit on Haiti, Toussaint Louverture, I think that was his name, because Hannibal was one of his greatest generals. Oh, I'm not Hannibal. Napoleon was one of their greatest generals. Couldn't nobody beat him. And when he jumped on Haiti, he got his butt whipped. That taught them how to beat the little guy. I keep forgetting his name. But that taught him how to beat Napoleon. And once they got an idea how to beat the man, then the French and the Russian went on and took him out. You know, that's what I'm saying. but he came against the Americas. He thought he was just attacking Haiti. No, he wasn't. He came against the Americas, and they all worked together from Mexico all the way up to kick his butt. They're not telling you the real history of what was going on here when they came here to fight, you know what I mean? And how they got really control over the land here, right, was that they knew they had to knock off the Mexican army and what was going on in Florida before they could actually take the Americas, you know, because once they united, they separated the two. Once they united, separated them from the rest of the Americas, then it was more easy for them to take the land. I don't know, maybe you're hearing some of this for the first time, but this is what was going on, how they took the land. But what really gave them the edge was when they made peace. And that's what I'm talking about. A lot of us don't know what making peace means. When they sign a peace treaty, that's a declaration of war. It's a different kind of war. It's a war of attrition, okay? Who can develop themselves in the country the fastest and the best? That's why when they fought Germany and knocked in World War One, they knocked Germany off. When they signed the treaties, they set something up where Germany couldn't make so many weapons and stuff. That cut the arms race, stopped them from having an arms race. That stopped the war of attrition against from Germany against the rest of the Allies. You know what I'm saying? So when Hitler came to power, he wasn't worried about the peace treaty. He started building armament. He started the arms race. And when he got enough military power, what did he do? He went taking the little things around him, you know. And before you know it, he was a powerhouse. And he said, hey, I'm going to take it all. And that's what he went to do. And, of course, he lost 50 million people during that war. The dog-eat-dog system is very, very vicious. Very vicious, you know, and they have to have some type of enemy in order to bring that into existence. That's why, if you ever read the 48 Laws of Power, they tell you we don't have an enemy, make some. You know what I mean? Because for some reason, people seem to get together with you better when they have an enemy, somebody to focus on, somebody to fight against, you know? Now, let's get into the occult portion of history. Why I keep saying occult. The occult mind game is the stories. This is why you have so many stories on TV. You got the man, they running stories. It's the occult. This is how they control the mind. Once you get caught up in the stories, people can talk to you, and you can't literally hear what they're saying because you'll say one thing, but they'll hear something else. That's how the mind control works. And you'll be arguing about what you said. Wait, no, I didn't say that. And as you said, I heard you. But that you didn't hear what they actually said. You heard what your programming is telling you that you're supposed to be hearing. And you'll be debating, arguing about what they said. Well, I said this, and you said, and they never said that. And they'll say, no, I never said that. You follow what I'm saying? They're saying one thing, you're hearing something else. This is how mind control works. Follow what I'm saying? Just like with the Bible, you know, you guys know that how important the Bible is to me, because step by step, okay, a lot of us don't know this because we don't know how to read the book. Step by step, there's a chronological methodology to building an empire from book to book to book to book. That's why the Bible is in the that's why the books are set up the way they're set up. Some people say, well, according to the way they spoke and the language, Genesis shouldn't be the first book. King James knew what he was doing, okay? Because King James knew how to run an empire. You know what I'm saying? His blessed black brother knew what he was doing. He knew the Bible codes. And when he, his version of the Bible is a step-by-step structure on how to set up, run, and build an empire. Okay? This is why the Bible is one of our most profound books once you know how to read it. And the teachings of Jesus is absolutely amazing once you get into it for the right reason, because if you read the teachings of Yahshua a certain way, you will have a DNA awakening. Why is that important? What is a DNA awakening? This is what some people ask, you know? One strand of DNA has enough space in it to house the Library of Congress where your DNA is, if you're going to come from. And they want to keep your DNA trapped physically. They don't want you to go into the subatomic portion of your DNA where they can lock into the spiritual aspect, that incorporeal energy in your DNA. See what I'm saying? Once they do that, then they'll learn that every blade of grass, every insect, every little animal, every fish, all of them were made from your DNA. You know what I'm saying? Not the other way around. They run in this Darwinian thing on us, you know. We'll talk about that just for a second. I don't talk about the Darwin theory that much. because it just don't make sense to me, because that's not how it was, okay? I mean, they can break it down into the Pacific man and the Cro-Magnon man and the Olympic man and how they go from here to there. None of that happened, okay? And because when I asked them, I said, well, you know, the Europeans, they know words. And when they put a word out, they know exactly what they're doing. So when they say Darwin's theory of evolution, that word theory, that's big, because a theory is a concept that hasn't been proven. I'm not saying it can't prove it, but it hasn't been proven yet. When these guys start talking about Darwinism, asking, have they found the linkage between the old man and the new man? Okay, modern man and ancient man. Have they found the link? They're not going to find the link, because no modern man is indigenous to this planet, according to the Bible. You see what I'm saying? Wait a minute, brother. I don't remember reading that in the Bible. Yeah, but it's in there because you don't know how to read it. You know where I'm coming from? So I'm just going through some history, and I have to deal with this Darwin mindset for a minute, because the European, the pink people, well, they're not actually European. The original Europeans were black too. But the pink people, they have a glorious history. But as long as they're dealing with the Darwinian concept, they're not going to find their history. And they're trying to steal some of our history now with the Lemurians and all of that. You know what I mean? That's part of our history. But actually, all five tribes were there doing a Lemurian journey from Mars. I'm saying that, but you can Google this stuff. It's, you know, because a lot of you don't believe nothing that's coming from the European mindset. But you, so you can Google some of the stuff that I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? Like King James knew what he was doing. This black brother knew what he was doing, you know? Now, there was more than one King James. You know? Now, they have a white boy that was the King James. But the King James I'm talking about was a black guy where he ruled Ireland. That's right. A black guy was the king of Ireland. He was the sixth king of Ireland, but the first Irish king of Britain. You follow what I'm saying? You can Google it up. It's in there someplace. You can find it, you know. In fact, on the YouTube channel, they're talking about, the Bible being black history, you know. And they talk about King James, this black king, and what he did and what he knew. Follow what I'm saying? They go further into how they came into the Bible as a code. You have to go back to Constantine with St. Maurice, or General Maurice at the time. You have to go back to him, because he taught Constantine how to read the book as a code. Now, this is what we're going to be doing every day. You know, although we're talking about black history, we're going to be breaking this code down to you every day, how they got to be so powerful. Where did they get this knowledge from? They didn't get it from Kemet, although they did get some information from Kemet, because that's how the Queen of England is set up. She's set up under the king and queen based on Cleopatra and what she was doing, right? She's set up that way. You know, all that come out of Kemet too, even a little thing that she sit on that looks like the Step Pyramid and all that, where she got her little chair, you know? They came in learning what they had to learn. You follow what I'm saying? And they're learning it all from you. They put their place, they put themselves in your place. You were supposed to take the Bible, right, and set yourself up so that no one ever conquered you again. That's what you were supposed to do. But what they did, there's two portions of the Bible that we're dealing with. That's the occult portion and the power portion. Now, they have us arguing all day long over the occult portion of the book, not dealing with the power. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you some idea of where we're supposed to be going with that Bible. We're supposed to have power. You know what I'm saying? We talk about Moses this and Moses that, but the end thing of Moses is that he set up a centralized banking system for his crew. Okay? Here we black people have been here all this here time. Where's our centralized banking system? See, Abraham Lincoln tried to give us a banking system, okay? He tried. He set up the Freedmen's Bureau and all that stuff. They killed him. They said, we ain't going to let these niggas get that powerful. They knocked him off. And that's when the Southerners came in and took back over on the political side. They won the peace, all right? We won the war based on slavery and all that, but the Southerners won the peace. That's why they got General Lee and all these guys on statues and all this stuff, because they won the peace. Now we're fighting the peace now. We're learning what peace means, okay? Peace is a declaration of war, a war of attrition. So now we have to get in the Congress, not Congress, the Senate, but it's more than that. We have to get into the local politics, because that's how they're locking all our people up, okay? They give the white boy a 5 months, they give us 5 years, you know? You're learning this stuff as it's coming along. You follow what I'm saying? There's so much that we have to get into in reference to our history. We control the entire planet, okay? The Americas was already here. All this was already the Americas. They just changed the name a little bit, like what they do, change things around, put their little name on it and take credit for it, like the Constitution. They didn't write the Constitution. They didn't write that Bill of Rights. That come through the Founding Fathers, which is President Hansen and them, okay? They just changed a little something around and put their name on it. That's what Trump was trying to do with all the stuff that Obama set up, if I understand. It changed something around then, like the treaty that they had coming out of with the North Atlantic Treaty. I think it's Mexico and Canada. You know, he wanted to change something around and put his name on it, like he come up with it. You know where it's coming from? This is a pattern that they've been doing for a long, long time. It's time to take your power back, okay? Just give you a little example of how the occult works, all right? Let's just say the three little pigs, okay? Just one example, three little pigs. You get the story of the three little pigs. One built his house out of straw, one built his house out of wood, one built his house out of bricks, and the big bad wolf came through and tore them all down except for the one built out of brick, okay? The moral of the whole thing is build a house on a strong foundation. But here's what we do. We'll come in and say, well, wait a minute. When did the little pig learn how to build a strong house? What was the pig's name? Where did this happen at? What country was this at? You know what I'm saying? This is what we're doing with the occult practitioner. Okay? Was it Tutmosis or this Moses? Or what did he have for breakfast? And you know what I'm saying? None of that matters. You have to get into the moral of the story. Follow me? Psalm 82 says that we are gods. Okay, they keep throwing that we're going to die like men. But that ain't got nothing to do with the fact that it says that we're all gods. Okay? That means we are designers. We can design systems to get us out of this mess. That's who we are. And if men and women are God, everywhere in the book we talk about God, they're saying that God was a man or a woman. Okay? When they said, God said, let us make the heavens and the earth, they were talking about men and women who had the technology to do that. They got a satellite up there that's been up there for 5 years. They don't know how it got here or what's going to happen with it. Where'd it come from? Who put it up there? You understand what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Where does it reference man being God? Anywhere in the Bible. Well, Jehovah made Moses a God. Aaron was the prophet. But you can't hear that. You can't hear that a man was called God, that a man, they reference a man as God. You follow what I'm saying? Because the occult fact, they'll say something, but you can't hear it. Just like we eating flesh all day long. We eating pork and beef and chicken and every doggone thing else. But the books say, okay, I gave you herbs and fruits and vegetables for your meat. See, they don't switch it around calling flesh meat. They tricked us. That's why we're sitting in the doctor's office more than that. That's why we're sick all the doggone time with cancer and this, that, and the other, because we're not supposed to be consuming that flesh. Now, our system is set up that we can eat anything that's breathing, you know what I'm saying? But that's not going to keep us alive in the time of Adam and Eve. Now, I didn't say during, during and in, it's pretty much the same thing. In the time of Adam and Eve, that's 930 years. We're supposed to be living that long. That's how long the physical lifespan actually is if we're consuming the right stuff, herbs, fruits, and vegetables. Dr. Sebi came in with that concept and was curing every doggone thing. He took him to court, tried to lock him up because he was saying, I'm curing stuff. And he took all the Supreme Court and he won the case. He was curing all his stuff by just putting you on a special diet, changing your eating habits. In the book, it says, Physician, Heal Thyself, okay? Now, this is history, and I'm giving you, what I'm giving you is a wake-up call to your history. And that book is a chronological step-by-step methodology to get your power back. Stop arguing over the stories. You follow what I'm saying? If you want to come from, who cares about whether three little pigs ate in the morning or not? The moral of the story is build your house on a strong foundation. That piece of information will never change. You see what I'm saying? They tell you that the truth never changes. The stories change. Depends on who's telling it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Hebrews, well, we're the Hebrew Israelites, and we did. They have a great story, okay? All of them got great stories. The stories that they were using, this is the occult practice. The stories that they were using and how they were able to get out from under Moore's rule. Because the Moors came through. Now, the Moors weren't always Muslims, so we'll get into that a little later. But the Moors came through with Islam. Once they switched over to Islam, they gave them the Islamic story. Prophet Muhammad, yada, yada, this, that, and the other. Okay. Now, what they did, they had another weapon. They had the story of Jesus. So they used the occult stories coming from Jesus to get their people mind off of the occult practices of Islam, and they kicked the Moors out of Britain. That's how they got them out of there. One occult practitioner, I guess another crap. They did the same thing that Constantine did. We had black popes and all that stuff at one time. Constantine, everything went white. When they went into Christianity, everything went white. You know where I come from? Yeah, some of the comedians talk about all the white folks at the Last Supper with Jesus. That we must have been in the kitchen cooking because there wasn't none of us at the Last Supper. But I'm just saying, this is what they do. The occult, you know, the occult stories tend to control the mind. This is how they're controlling your mind through the stories. You follow what I'm saying? When they want to vilify a person, what do? They create a story about that person, and they run it on the news 24/7. Look at what they did to Bill Cosby. Now, he sound innocent. How's he going to get his reputation back? With the story they lost that this man here, you know? But we don't know how powerful Bill Cosby was, a powerful icon. Powerful icon. They weren't coming from. He even teaching black history on YouTube and every doggone thing. You see what I'm saying? They knocked him off, okay? Here we come, Dr. York. Dr. York, amazing young man. Speak 23 languages and all this kind of stuff. Amazing person. What they do? Hit him with the story. I don't know if the stories are true or not. You follow what I'm saying? But they locked him up over the story. Here comes Marcus Garvey. What they do to Marcus Garvey? Hit him with the stories. Hit him with the stories and made the stories seem so true, they wound up locking him up and put him in jail over some fake stories that they made. This is the occult practice. We get caught up in the stories. Now, how did they get us used to dealing with these stories? You know, they used to bring stories on TV. The Young and the Restless, The Days of Our Lives, most of all, I Remember Mama. I remember them stories, you know, and none of the stories was true. None of the stories was true, but we get caught up in the story. Here we got Star Trek. You get all these people running around following the Star Trek story. Ain't none of that stuff true. But they following Star Trek, dressing up like Obi-Wan Kenobi and all this stuff, running around with their little spears and stuff. You follow what I'm saying? The stories are how they're controlling your mind. This is what we have to get into. The occult practitioners is the story. What you have to do is when you deal with the stories, you have to go to the moral of the story. They push in Jesus Christ's story. Okay? What's the moral of Jesus Christ's story? If you go against the powers that be, right, they have a cross for you. Okay? You don't believe that? Check your everybody that went against the power, talking truth to power, they come with that cross. Martin Luther King, they had a cross for him. Alan Blas Muhammad, they had a cross for him. Malcolm X, they had a cross for him. John Africa, they had a cross for him. Angela Davis, they had a cross for her. Hello? That's the moral of the story. Now, if you're coming at them, you better be put yourself in a position to be able to rise from that cross, okay? When it came after Elijah Muhammad, he was able to rise from that cross, okay? But Malcolm switched up on the teaching, security and all that stuff at the meetings. So they were able to come in and knock him off. It's pretty easy to knock a person off in this society. Yeah? John Kennedy, they had a cross on him. He's doing things for what? For the people. Oh, my goodness. We got to put the cross on him. You know, Malcolm X's father, okay? He was a Garvey. They had a cross for him. They have anybody that step up against the powers that be, they have a cross for you, and you have to be prepared. So when that cross comes, you can rise above it. Now, the story, you can rise above the cross, you know what I'm saying? But that's the story. They're coming at you with that. That's the moral of the story, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't what they're teaching. That's not what how they running the story at you. Oh, he walked on water. He flew to the moon. Hello, you know what I'm saying? just like the story of Shaka Zulu. They made him look so good, you know? At the end of the story, what they did, they vilified him. They turned the story around on him and made him evil. He cutting people up and splitting people with the pole and all that stuff, you know what I mean? So when they killed him, with his sister and all them turned against him, you know, it seemed to be okay. You know what I'm saying? They vilified him with the occult practices, you know? Look at how they got the people to go with Jim Jones, you know? He ran a story on them so good that they followed him, sold their houses and every doggone thing. Followed this guy out there, and what happened? He murdered every last one of them and then killed himself. You know what I mean? The occult, the mind game is coming through the stories. If you look at TV, I watch Sunday TV. They debate all day long about the stories. They don't know anything about the power. We've been here all this here time with this book in our hand, right? Where's our power? Now, the cult practitioner will bring you influence. Like the Pope got strong influence all over the planet, if I understand. But he ain't got no military. A strong military come after the Pope, he in trouble. He got to rely on somebody else's military to protect them. But his influence is very powerful. T.J. Jakes, strong influence, okay? Minister Farrakhan, influence is great. You know what I mean? These guys have powerful influence because of their stories. I'm listening to one of Minister Farrakhan's stories the other day. Add it up. It was so good. I couldn't stop listening. It was so good. You know, add it up. You know, he's a very good occult preacher. See what I'm saying? You get these occult preachers, and people will follow them, thinking that they're going to take them someplace. Yeah, they're taking them someplace. They're taking them to the bank, and they're taking their money, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do with the money because they don't have the step-by-step building guide to bring that power in. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is amazing as to what's going on. Listen, when they start talking that Darwinian crap to you, all right, I call it crap. When they start talking about random crap, so ask them, have they found the missing link yet? If they haven't found the missing link yet, that means it's a theory, something that they can't, well, I shouldn't use the word can't, something that they haven't proven. Now, I'm going to tell you why Darwin set this story up, because the last one here is supposed to be, according to evolution, the most evolved, because nature is making extinct, okay, what she don't need anymore. The animals are becoming extinct, flowers are becoming extinct because nature don't need them no more, okay? black people are slowly becoming extinct because nature don't need them no more, because we got the blonde-haired, blue-eyed man here now. He's the last one here. He's the most evolved. Watch your stories. Watch the occults that they're putting on your television. All of the leaders, the powerful people, they got blue eyes. See, blue eyes, blind hair. You think it's coincidence that Trump got blind hair and they're following this guy as an occult practice? They're putting this into the occult mindset. They gave Jesus blind hair and blue eyes at one time. Depends on what picture you see. You understand what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. You have to wake up to what they're doing. To what they're doing and what they have stolen from you. They have stolen your code book. I would love to get my hands on that. You see that Bible that Biden had when he was in? Man, I would love to get my hands on that. It's not a coincidence, okay, that you have to swear on some kind of religious instrument to hold office. You have to swear on a Bible. If church and state is separate, why you got to swear on a Bible to take the office if church and state are separate? There's something going on here that we can't see because we're so caught up in the stories, the way they're telling the stories. We have to get beyond what's in the little middle of the story, right, and go to the end and find out what's going on. You know, some people, they buy a book and read the end of the book first. You know what I mean? Because the story don't matter. And what the end result of the story is what you have to deal with, okay? I'm telling you now, the history of the story of Yahshua is that if you go against the main power, they have a cross for you, and history bears that out. It never changes. You go against them, they will knock you all. I don't care who you are. You think they did not? They knocked off Kennedy. They knocked off Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was bringing the slaves into power. They blew his brains out. They have a cross for you. Once you go, look at what they did to the Panthers in the story. See, they ran a story on the Panthers. The story was all lies. See what I'm saying? Before they attacked the Panthers, so the people went, well, it's okay. You know, the Panthers were doing this and the Panthers were doing that. Panthers weren't doing nothing. You don't come from John Africa. Look at what they did to him. And the story they ran on him before they blew him up. Oh, he's disrupting the neighborhood and he's causing all kinds of problems out there. You know, this is the story that they ran. They run the occult on him. You believe these stories that they be putting on television. You believe these doggone people, you know? John Africa wasn't like that. That wasn't who he was. You know what I'm saying? he down there trying to get the animals free from the zoo because he don't think the animals should be caged up and all that. Let them run free. I mean, how can a man like that do what they say he was doing? He didn't, okay? They did the same thing to a musician. When his music first came out, this guy was, I mean, everybody was loving his music across the planet, in Russia, everywhere. They had to shut this guy down. So they accused him, I think it was Chuck Berry, that was his name. They accused him of transporting a white girl, a white young girl, across state lines, and they locked him up. The Beatles took his music. The Beach Boys took his music. They all took his music and got paid on his music. And he couldn't sue them. Once he got out of jail, he sued them. He got a nice little lump sum for them stealing his stuff. But they had to shut him down because he was becoming too big an influence. So they ran a story on him. They got a story for you, too. So you have to be mindful. You have to dot your I's and cross your T's. Be mindful of what you're doing out there. Because once you come to prominence, they got a story for you. They got a story for Umar Abdullah Johnson. He's trying to blow up. You know what I mean? They got a story from him. They just ran a story on Brother Polite. Come on. I don't know if you know who Polite is or Umar Johnson is. Cause I don't know how much you keep up with what's going on. But they're running stories on that. And they run a story. And you sitting there with your mouth open. Get out of here. Polite did that. Man ain't been to court. He just been accused. But you got him guilty in your mind because of the way they framed the story on him. I don't know if it was guilty or not. But the man was blowing up. They didn't like that. He's becoming too prominent. They have a story for you. They're running a story on Malcolm X right now. talking about he was a homosexual. You know, Malcolm X wasn't playing around with no men. You know, I mean, come on. But this is the story they're running. And people are eating it up. They're loving it. The stories, that's the occult portion of the book. Okay? Now, I'm just going to give you a few layers on the book. You know, I done messed up again. I didn't do the commercial. But anyway, I'll make sure I get the commercial in tomorrow. Sometimes I get excited and I skip certain things, but I'll make sure I get the commercial in tomorrow. But I'll be here every day, all right? And today we're dedicated to the brother Mac, Milton McIntyre, that's his name. He's my elder. I really love the brother. I miss him so much. And he made transition. So mainly because a lot of it's because of the diet, but I'm not sure, you know, because they have weaponized all this stuff. When Dr. Sadie died, they died from pneumonia. But see, they've weaponized pneumonia. They've weaponized cancer. They've weaponized all this here stuff. So you got to be careful what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm having trouble with my children taking a shot. I'm taking a shot. They don't trust science. I can't be mad at them because of what they did to Tuskegee and how they've been experimenting on it. We don't know what's in that cocktail that they're giving us. But I took the shot anyway, okay? I took the Pfizer vaccine. So I suggest people take the Pfizer vaccine because the Pfizer vaccine fights the virus itself. Where the Moderna, okay, pumps your immune system up, okay? That's why they can come out with a more effective way to fight the virus, but it's hard to find a more effective way to build that immune system up. The immune system is so powerful. If you just eat right, your immune system will take care of itself. So if you're going to take a shot, I suggest you take the Pfizer vaccine. That one seems to be a better fit. For me, that's just my opinion now, okay? I'm not out there looking on the microscope trying to see what the molecular structure of this stuff is. I'm not out there doing that. So I really don't know. I'm going by what they're saying, okay? And based on what Biden, he took the Pfizer vaccine, so I don't know, you know? But what I'm well, the day is history. So every Saturday, we're going to be talking about history. But I'm going to give you just a little bit of step-by-step chronology on how they were able to come into power and why we can't get no power, because we're caught up in the occult portion of the book rather than the power of the book, okay? Now, every day I always talk about the beginning of the book because I'm not getting it. Oh, I forgot to tell those on the line. I'm sorry. Thank you for being on the line. If you press 1, if you have a comment or a question or something, you just press 1, and that'll let me know that you have a comment or a question. I'll open a mic, and you can make a statement or however you want, you know, because this is an interactive show. Once I get started, you know, I just get started. But you can interrupt me. It's not a problem, okay? Now, I'm just going to give you a step-by-step. But first, I want to say this. We have a society called Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. All five tribes have to work together, okay? We're talking about what the 1% are doing, but black, brown, red, yellow, white, those five tribes, we have to work together. Next Saturday, I'll get into the history of why we have to work together, because we're almost out of time here now. But I want to give you just a slight chronology of how the book is set up, how King James set the book up so that those who know how to read the book can begin setting something up to bring us back into power, okay? Psalm 82 says that you are God, okay, which means that you are a designer. And it says in the beginning God made the heavens and the earth. That means you had the technology back then to make planets, sun, stars, and all that, okay? Are we coming back into that knowledge? Yes, we are. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there now. Men and women can't fly. As a man or woman, you're locked into nature. You can't fly. It's against nature for men and women to fly. But God can design a way to be above nature. We're designing planes and ships. The planet can't hold us. We're off the planet. Okay, we're on another planet searching, trying to figure out what the heck is really going on. Because we're gods of this dimension. That means we can design. Nature does not contain us. we can go above nature. That's what being a God means. That means you can design things to go above nature. What we're doing 50 years ago, look at what we're doing now, and think about what we're going to be doing 50 years from now, okay? I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't have television. We didn't listen to Joe Louis on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that I'm just giving you a chronological growth pattern, okay? There's an incorporeal entity. That's who we are, all right? That's when we come into the story of the second story of making men and women, all right? Because they couldn't see themselves because they were incorporeal entities. And once they ate the fruit, they began to see themselves, okay? And once they saw themselves, that took them from one dimension into another dimension. So I'm going to say it gives you sounding like fifth dimension or something like that. It was a group called the fifth dimension. But he used to talk about the dimensional shifts all the time. We come from one dimension into another dimension, incorporeal beings, okay? We can draw physical flesh around ourselves. Tomorrow, I'll get a little bit into that tomorrow when I talk about, when I go pre-Bible. That's when I go pre-Bible, okay? This is prior to us making the planets and stuff, okay? Now, okay, that's just one set. Now, we're getting into the science. Now, in Genesis, it's telling me that there were other people here, snake-like people, what they call them, they call them, they have the Dracons and all this stuff here, you know? And Will I Am teaches on my show for about 6 months. He has 6 months worth of shows, worth of stuff set up, Will I Am, and he talks about all the Dracons and the people and all that kind of stuff. I'm not too much into that, but that's what he does, okay? That's why I was so glad that he committed some time and put some episodes on the air. If you can go back, because everything I'm doing is being recorded. You can go back and listen to this stuff under Elohim Christ, Block Talk Radio, okay? Now, the next step, after you know that there was other types of people here, right? You know that you were incorporeal and that you came corporeal, right? Then it lets you know that you were able to clone, okay, yourself, and that you can clone a man, you can clone a woman from a man's DNA and vice versa. They didn't know they could do that at one time, but the book is explaining that to them. That's what the rib. Bringing out Eve and all that stuff. Well, that's about a cloning technique, okay? That's just one little level. I only got about a few minutes here. I'm going to run as much as possible here. And now you're saying, well, wait a minute. When Cain killed his brother, he went and knew his wife. Where did his wife come from? Boy, when they said, let us make men and women, they talking about procreating. They were talking about having babies. See what I'm saying? And after they made the planet, they put their babies on the planet. There was 1,000 years between that time and when Cain went out to get his wife. There was a whole, she wasn't out there by herself. You know, come on. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? Now we get, let's come into Moses, right? What's the big deal about Moses, okay? It says that you are God. It gives you evidence that man was mentioned as God, other than Psalm 82. See? Tells you that before you get to Psalm 82, that Jehovah made Moses a God and Aaron was a prophet. This is how we're coming into the mindset before we even get to Psalm 82 and what's going on. You get where I'm coming from? Now, okay, Moses on his journey. What happened on his journey that was so profound that we need right now? The Levites set up a centralized banking system. That's the key to the Moses story. We should have a centralized banking system. We're talking about reparations. They say, well, who's going to get the money? How are we going to disperse the money? So forth and so on. You know? Well, we don't really have to go into that because just like they sent you a rebate check, they can put a $500,000 in a check and send it out to every black person in the country. You know what I'm saying? So ain't a question of who's going to spend some money, who's going to get the money they weren't coming from. But what I'm saying is that that was just a trick by them to throw you off track. Who's going to take care of the money? How are we going to disperse the money? But you have seen through the COVID-19 thing that they can put the money right in your account, right? They can, if they want to give you reparations, they can cut that check that put a certain amount of money in every black man and woman's account to give you your reparations. So they ain't got to go through no central nothing. But I'm just saying, if we had a centralized banking system, that would help us with the roads, with our security. Like what happened in what's the town that they destroyed? You know, if they had a centralized banking system to set up security for themselves, they wouldn't have been able to come in and do what they did. They would have had more resistance because the entire mob, we've been under white mob rule for the last 90 years, but the entire mob was giving them weapons and all that stuff, but they would have been able to defend themselves if they'd have been following the book properly. You know where I'm coming from? But they weren't. They caught up in the stories of Christians and Muslims and whoever they was in there. They caught up in the stories of the book, not bringing themselves into the power, okay? So now we go into, after Moses, we're talking about the centralized banking system, right? And now we go into Leviticus. What are they talking about in Leviticus? Well, these people had to know how to set up fines and how to set up a judicial system and all that, you know? They didn't know how to charge each other for mistakes and all that. That's what Leviticus is teaching us. You see, when a priest made a mistake, he had to pay a cow. Somebody had to pay a chicken. Somebody had to pay a dog. You know how much a cow is worth now? You see what I'm saying? Cow was very expensive back then and it's very expensive right now, you know? But this is where they learn how to set that thing up, how they can set the fines and stuff up as they're governing the people. Hello. Now we go into Numbers. Numbers is very important. That's the next book. That's the last one I can say. But Numbers is very important. The Social Security system, it came out of Numbers. How to take the children. Okay, they were taking the children that was over 20, I think it was, and they were putting them in the army. This is how they were building their armies. Okay, this is Numbers. There's a chronological step, book by book by book, on how to set up an empire. It's right there in the book. But you can't get this in your churches because they're caught up in the occult. You see what I'm saying? And the stories. That's the occult. And once you get caught up in the stories and start asking all these dumb questions about the stories, like I said about the three little pigs. Well, when did a three little pig make a straw hut? Where was the three little pigs at? What was their names? Who was their parents? What country did they come from? That's what we're doing. Rather than learn, build your house on a strong foundation. That's the truth. And it's not going to change. See, setting up a centralized banking system. That's the truth. And it's not going to change. They say the truth never changes. Once you get into the power portion of the book, that truth never changes. Can we clone? Yes, we can. Are we designers? Yes, we are. It never changed. We're designing now. This is, we almost out of time. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and all that I have done today, I eagerly embrace it coming back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen, I'm going to be here every day, and we're going to be talking about some things, as long as they let me, because, you know, I'm still on their airways. So I'm bringing you the power portion of the Bible, okay? It has nothing to do with Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, none of that. It has to do with coming back to power, and we need power, okay? They have taken our power book, using it against us, and we don't want to use it against them. This is not how we're coming from, because we're going back to the culture of reap what you sow. We're not going to put on them. We don't want put on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? All five tribes have to work together to make this planet the paradise that it is, okay? So each day we're going to go into that power and what books and what the power is and what you're supposed to be getting from the books. If you work in a job, according to the Bible, you're never supposed to be broke, ever, if you knew how to read the book. So we're going to get into that tomorrow. We'll get more into that tomorrow. Okay. Right now, I have walked the path of being honest and good. And remember, love is the act. that make others feel good. So go out and have a feel-good day today and tomorrow, okay? Much love, and we'll chit-chat again tomorrow, okay? And those that are on the line, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Let me know I'm not here by myself, okay? Much love, guys. We'll chit-chat tomorrow.